We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Championships, Championship Sunday. We're joined by Trinity University head coach Pat Cunningham. Pat, you guys won your sixth SCAC championship and first since 2004-2005 with a 61-50 win over Center. Just open up with your remarks this afternoon.
Well, you know, we're obviously really excited. It's great to be back in champions of the SCAC. And, you know, it was a heck of a run. We've been playing well late in the year. I think it's, 11 in a row. And defensively, we're playing pretty well. And we're just excited to be able to represent the SCAC as we move forward next week.
Coach, you guys opened up a 10-point lead at halftime. From there, might have looked like you guys could have opened up a little bit a little bit bigger game. What kind of adjustments did you guys make, as well as Center at halftime, do you think?
Well, we didn't really make any adjustments. I think we just wanted to continue to play the way we were playing the first half. I thought defensively we played very, very well. You know, they missed some open shots in the first half, but I thought, you know, they shot 20-some percent, and I thought that, you know, we did a good job defensively, and then we knocked some shots in. So we just wanted to kind of stay the course. We knew they were going to make a run at us. They're too good of a basketball team. They play good defense. And they've got some guys that can really score. So, you know, you knew it wasn't going to stay that way. At least I didn't think it was. But then, you know, then they make a run at us and we withhold it. You know, they get a little bit of a lead. I think a 2-point lead one time. I thought our guys did a good job of not panicking. I mean, I thought we just kind of stayed the course. We continued to play good defense, and then we got a little bit of a run on our own.
Coach, late in the second half, with about 45 seconds to a minute, Center cut the lead to 57-50, and obviously we're coming out to foul you guys. How important was going 18 for 22 from the line for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think they started with about 2 minutes to go. They decided, I think we had built, Zach Lambert just put us on his back and carried us for about a minute and a half, a two-minute stretch, made like three threes and a two, and we were struggling offensively, and he just made some huge shots to get us to a lead at about 7, 8, or 9, and then I think it was like 2.5 minutes ago, I think they figured that they needed to, you know, get the ball back and started following us in hopes of us missing some free throws. And, you know, at that point, you know, if you start missing some of those, it gets a little bit tighter and, you know, they get a little bit freer. And making 18 out of 22 was just gigantic. I mean, it just kept the lead and allowed us to keep them at bay.
Coach, what does this mean? What does this win mean to the entire staff, especially the seniors? They'd been to the semifinals 4 straight years, but had lost three, you know, their first 3 years in the semis, hadn't gotten past there. What did this win mean for the team in general and that senior class as a whole?
Well, you know, I think for the team, you know, we don't really divvy it up, but, you know, for Ryan Bell, you know, being all tournament, I think well-deserved. I mean, he's had some really, really good, what I call lockdown defensive games, where he takes the best player and has done just a tremendous job defensively. And also makes some big shots and help lead the offense, he and Will. So, you know, for him, you know, to end his 4 years and all the work he's put in with a SCAC championship is just that's fun. That's what, you know, we start the season with, you know, three goals. And, you know, one is to win the SCAC West, and two is to win the SCAC championship. And then the third one is to do well in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, to meet two of those goals is a tribute to the team and Ryan Bell. And again, the other thing I want to say is that, you know, I think he's done a really good job of this team. You know, we were 9-8 at one point, and you know, we were coming into our own, but I think this team and our seniors and the whole team kind of bought into what we were doing, and we had some good leadership and some guys, as I told them in the locker room before this game, or actually, I'm sorry, after last yesterday's game, is, you know, they put their egos aside and we were a team. You know, all 17 guys out there, you know, contributed in different ways, battled, and you know, that's a tribute to the seniors and the entire team.
Coach, you win the league's automatic bid to the NCAA championships. You improved to 20-8 on this season. What's it going to take to continue? What kinds of things do you need to work on as you get ready to open up the NCAA play next week?
Well, you know, I think the one formula that we have going for us is we do defend well. So I think it'll give us a chance to win games as long as we continue to play good defense. And then, you know, we got to figure out some ways to score. We've got some guys that can score. So, you know, we'll just see. This is, you know, it's icing on the cake, but again, we're going to go into next week. We'd like to win a game or two. So,
Trinity University head coach Pat Cunningham and the Tigers celebrate their sixth SCAC championship and first since 2004-2005. Coach, best of luck next weekend in the NCAA championship, and thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks.